Welcome back to Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Now we're going to talk to a couple of authors whose new mysteries may be exactly what you'd like to have with you at the beach this summer. In a few minutes, we'll talk to former federal prosecutor turned novelist Allison Liotta about her fourth novel, A Good Killing. But first, let's meet Tracy Kiley. She already has a following from her four Elizabeth Parker mysteries that pay homage to the wit and humor of Jane Austen. Now Kiley is channeling another writer, Maryland-born master of mystery Dashiell Hammett. Just a few pages into Kiley's new novel, Murder with a Twist, and you start to feel you've burrowed into one of the Thin Man movies from the 1930s. Tracy Kiley joins us on the line from her home in Severna Park. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
So Dashiell Hammett gave us Nick and Nora Charles. Your protagonists, Nick and Nigel, are also a couple. Tell us about them.
Well, I loved the Thin Man movies. I grew up watching them, and I think I first saw my first Thin Man, I think it was at the old MacArthur Theater with my mom and my godmother, and I just adored them. And so I one day was talking with actually my agent, Barbara Puel, and we had been discussing, I think, the fact that I think Johnny Depp had signed up to do a new version of the Thin Man movies. And I was thinking it'd be how much fun it would be to do a modern day version, but to flip it and have Nick be Nicole and have her be the ex-cop and Nigel be the sort of former society playboy. And so we were on the phone talking about it, and the idea kind of went from there, and I just had a lot of fun with sort of recreating the modern day version of the two of them.
And you also gave Nick and Nigel an obstreperous pet.
Yes, I did. The original Asta from the movies was a dog by the name of Skippy.
In real life, the canine actor.
Yes, and so the dog Skippy was known as the smartest dog in Hollywood. So, of course, I thought it'd be neat to take the dog's name Skippy, and rather than do a small dog, I did a giant bull mastiff named Skippy as their sort of pet child assistant.
But I still don't get, why do you think the world is waiting for a 21st century reboot of The Thin Man?
I think some stories are timeless. Jane Austen, for me, I think is timeless. You take a good story, you have good people, good dialogue, and that's all you really need. I don't think you need to get too trendy about certain issues of, you know, what was going on in that time period. And I think The Thin Man is a perfect example of that. It's just a couple who are funny, who love each other, who aren't afraid to show that, and who have a very good time with each other and also, you know, enjoy solving mysteries.
You mentioned dialogue. I mean, Nick and Nigel Martini are like Nick and Nora Charles in they're extraordinarily glib with words. Does that snappy dialogue come easily to you? And is there a risk of overdoing it so that it doesn't seem at all real?
Dialogue tends to be my strongest point. I think most people who know me would say that's because I'm a chatterbox and I don't shut up. So it's easy for me to write dialogue. The glibness, I had a lot of fun writing. With the earlier series, Elizabeth Parker, that was more very traditional cozy. And while Elizabeth had a boyfriend, I actually got some emails from people who were very upset when her boyfriend asked her to move in with him. And so I had to be very cautious of stepping over the line of what was appropriate for that genre. With this one, I really had fun because they're married. They can do and say pretty much whatever they want within the bounds of propriety. And I had a lot of fun with that. I know that since I do have so much fun writing their dialogue, it's very easy for me to go 10 pages of them just going back and forth and realize I haven't moved the story one iota. I've just had them chit-chatting. And that can be problematic. And it can come across that you're just trying to force the humor at times.
Good luck with this.
Thank you very much. I'm having a lot of fun writing the series, and I hope people enjoy them.
Tracy Kiley's new mystery is Murder with a Twist. We've got more information about it at our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. With us now is Allison Liotta. She lives in Montgomery County. She worked in Washington for 12 years as a federal sex crimes prosecutor before turning to fiction. We've talked to her before about some of her suspense novels based on real-world events. Now she's published another, A Good Killing. And Allison Liotta joins us by phone. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Sheila.
Your heroine, Anna Curtis, whom we've gotten to know as a federal sex crimes prosecutor, in this novel she's back in her hometown, Detroit, as a defense lawyer. How did that happen?
Well, it's really her most personal novel. She goes home to represent her sister, who's charged with killing the local football coach in a town that loved its football.
This sounds like you have pulled some of the threads of this plot from the real-life case at Penn State, the assistant coach Jerry Sandusky, who was convicted of sexual abuse of young boys.
Absolutely. There are definitely threads of that and threads of Steubenville, too. I think that we do treat our football players differently in all aspects of life, and especially in the justice system. So there's an exploration of that, as well as just an exploration of sisters' relationship with each other and how they, these two very different women, decide to try to change their communities, which have serious problems in them.
Yeah, tell me more about the sisters' aspect. I don't want you to give away the plot, obviously, but that obviously that drives the whole thing.
It does. This book is really about sisters. It's about a prosecutor who becomes a defense attorney to defend her sister. But it's really about the relationship between these two extremely different women who are both heroic and both villainous in their own ways, but who have this thread of love that sustain each other. And it's about how well do you know each other and the secrets that we keep even from the people we love the most. And then what would you do to save your sister? How far would you go?
Right. The secrets also that we keep apparently from our own defense lawyers. How realistic is that?
I think most defense attorneys know that the least reliable place to get any information is from their client. You don't expect to get the true story from the guy you're defending. So Anna finds that too, and it's particularly frustrating for her because it's her sister, and she wonders why is her sister keeping all these secrets for her. It's not just a client, it's family, and so that makes it doubly frustrating.
One very appealing character is Cooper Bolden, who lost a leg serving as a U.S. Army Ranger in Afghanistan. What does he add to the plot?
I love Cooper, and I keep hearing from fans that they have a crush on Cooper, and that makes me so happy. He really, I think, embodies the spirit of Detroit, which is, what do you do when you've hit rock bottom? How do you find hope and resilience and a way to bounce back? And Cooper is just also a great love interest for Anna. Anna has had some hard times. I have given her some very tough situations. And in this book, she kind of falls for this hunky guy who has some problems of his own, but is really a nice romantic frolic for her.
Why the title of this book, A Good Killing?
It was hard to come up with a title for this one. And I was sitting down with a friend of mine who is a former chief prosecutor in D.C., chief homicide prosecutor. He was talking about a homicide he was trying where the victim himself, the dead guy, was a very bad man, hated in the community. And every time that this prosecutor tried to get witnesses to talk to him, they would say, you know what, I'm sorry, but this guy deserved a good killing. And that's where the title came from, a sentiment in the community that makes for a very difficult trial.
Difficult from the standpoint of the
from
prosecutor.
From the standpoint of the prosecutor, yeah, who wants to bring justice. You're not allowed to go around murdering people. But sometimes if the guy who was murdered is a bad guy, it's hard to convince people to just let justice take its course and to hold the murderer accountable.
Well, congratulations on the book.
Thank you so much, Sheila.
Allison Liotta's latest suspense novel is A Good Killing. She'll be speaking about it next Tuesday evening at the Pratt Central Library. She's sharing a Writer's Live program with former NPR and BBC correspondent Mary Louise Kelly, whose new suspense novel is The Bullet. That's Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. at the Pratt. We've got more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. As well as a link to Tracy Kiley's mystery website to learn more about Murder with a Twist. I'm Sheila Cast. Maryland Morning is an original production
of your public radio,
WYPR,
in Baltimore.
The show is produced by Matt Purdy
and Jonna McCone.
Nathan Sterner directs and engineers.
Coffee for our guests provided by Zeke's Coffee in Lauraville. On the web at ZEKESCoffee.com.
I'm Tom Hall.
And I'm Sheila Cast. On this day, in 1996, Mother Teresa of Calcutta visited the Baltimore Basilica, America's first cathedral. We're back Monday. Hope you'll join us.